A little over a year ago, the Me Too movement caught up with billionaire casino mogul Steve Wynn. Wynn was accused of sexual assault and harassment that spanned decades. He's continued to deny the allegations, but last year, Wynn resigned from his post as finance chair of the Republican National Committee because of them. But that hasn't stopped the RNC from continuing to accept his cash. In April, Wynn gave nearly $250,000 to the RNC and another $150,000 to the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Rebecca Ballhouse is a White House reporter for The Wall Street Journal, and she's here to talk to us about how the party is registering with women voters. Thanks for joining us, Rebecca.
Thanks for having me.
So The Wall Street Journal first announced, broke the news about the allegations against Steve Wynn a year ago. Can you remind us about the details? What was he specifically accused of?
Sure. So what the Wall Street Journal investigation found was that he had engaged in really a decades-long pattern of sexual misconduct against women, and specifically against women who worked for him in his Las Vegas casinos. Among the things that investigation uncovered was that he had paid a manicurist who said that he forced her to have sex a $7.5 million settlement.
What's the current state of the investigations into Wynn's behavior? Has he been taken to court? Where do things stand today?
It's been more of a case of the company being involved in a number of investigations by regulators. He has since left his company, but that hasn't stopped the company from having to pay several pretty major fines related to this investigation. So we saw just earlier this year that the company was fined $20 million, which was the largest fine in Nevada state history, after the company admitted that it had systematically ignored employees' sexual misconduct allegations against Wynn.
We know that at the time that the allegations first surfaced, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel had this to say on Fox News. Let's take a listen.
The allegations in the Wall Street Journal were deeply troubling. They were so troubling that within 24 hours, Steve was no longer our finance chair. But Steve has denied these allegations. Unlike Harvey Weinstein and Al Franken and others, Steve has denied them. There is an investigation that's going to take place. He should be allowed due process. And if he is found of any wrongdoing, we will absolutely return 100% of that money.
Have they returned any of the money?
We have not seen that happen.
We reached out to the RNC, we should say, and they shared this response from Chairwoman McDaniel, which is essentially what she said a year ago, and I'm quoting here. Throughout the entire process, Steve has repeatedly and unequivocally denied wrongdoing, and he has not been charged with or found guilty of any crimes. At this point, there is no reason for refusing his support. Rebecca, I want to talk a little bit about women in the RNC and in the GOP. Like, what does this signal to them, if anything?
I mean, I just think it is one in of several similar situations where you have women who have made allegations against several prominent members of the Republican Party, including the president, including other members of the RNC finance team, and they haven't really seen there be a full response to their allegations. So, I mean, Steve Wynn left the finance committee last year. We also saw Elliot Broidy step down after the Wall Street Journal reported that he had paid a former Playboy model who he impregnated. And of course, the president during the 2016 campaign faced numerous allegations of sexual misconduct, and those women really didn't see much come of their allegations. So I just think, you know, in the 2018 election, we saw women, particularly suburban women voters, really flee the party more than they had in 2016. And I think that will be a pattern to watch going forward.
How important is a donor like Wynn to the RNC? I mean, is it because of the amount of money that he's thrown at them that they are reluctant to either return the money or stand against him because of that?
Well, that's the interesting thing. So the number that he gave last month, which was nearly $250,000, that's really up there in terms of how much donors can give to the party, at least, you know, in one given year. But what he had given to the party before that was just about $400,000 since 2003. And that's not really ranking in the very top of what a donor can give to the party, particularly over more than a decade. So it was pretty striking to see the party decline to return those donations, particularly after they had gone so hard in pressuring the DNC to return money from Harvey Weinstein after his all the allegations about him came out.
How did the DNC handle that?
What they decided to do was that they donated about $30,000 of his donations to various causes, and that included Emily's List, which was a political action committee funding Democratic Women, and a couple other groups. And they faced a lot of criticism for two reasons. One was that that was just a fraction of the $500,000 that Weinstein had given to Democratic Party organizations. And the other was that, of course, they were transferring the funds to liberal groups rather than to nonprofits. But we did see a response from them in response to that pressure campaign.
What is Steve Wynn's relationship with the president? And I'm wondering if that has anything to do with their reluctance to really acknowledge what's happened here.
Well, I certainly think his relationship with the president was the reason, at least in part, that he got that RNC finance chief job in the first place. They are actually former casino business rivals. They've known each other for years and years. In 2016, Trump described him as a great friend, and we've seen them stay in touch since the president took office.
And going forward, I mean, do we have any sense of whether or not the party will continue to support Wynn like this?
Well, we saw Wynn, he was spotted entering the fundraiser that the president attended in New York last week, which was for a joint committee between his campaign and the Republican National Committee. So the fact that Wynn is still being invited to these fundraisers, still presumably meeting with the president, I think it sends a pretty strong signal of how the party plans to handle his donations going forward.
Rebecca Ballhaus is a Wall Street Journal reporter covering the White House and money in politics. Rebecca, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.